חוף א' סיוון, תשפ"ד, הרב יוסי חזן שיצא.
Good morning. Before I begin, I just want to feel I have a chay kodesh to be mentioned that Klal Yisrael was vayosim this week, one of the tzaddikim of the generation was taken from us. And the reason why I feel that I must speak about it just at the beginning, just be makdim, because I don't think in 30 years I've given a shir in Parsha, I've ever said a shir without being marked in words from his Emunah Sitecha. Mashkiach was a tzaddik, a kodesh elyon, mamish, a dachri ben yid, the mechanech generations of bachrim and younger light. The Rebbe said on the Sefer, a Sefer was macht varm yiddish a herzer. And it was mekubal everywhere, and all the chateres, and Tzatmar, and Lubavitch, and Skver, and Baba, you name it. He was like, Ishmur Me'om, American, born in America. Of him you could say the what? Ramesha Wilson. And of him you could say the Pasuk. I just want to be the Chagdoma. The Pasuk says in Malachi Teres Emes Hoysa Befiu, the Ablo Yisimsa Osfosa, the Shalom Isha, Holchu Iti Varam Heisha Me'oven. His Teres was a Teres Emes, he was an Isha Emes. I remember years ago, all his sons, his Adams, everyone were Steinbach. So he decided, although he's American, buy a Shreimel. He walked into the Shreimel store, and he saw a bachur, a lachosin, a kuktahin in the mirror, and this mirror, and that mirror, said, this is not for me, and he walked out. The isha emes, ish pnimi, mamish uyved Hashem, and v'avle is into the tzvasa, he didn't, it wasn't the mashkiach of like the fire and brimstone musr. It's important that in the Kedusha Sin, Hashem Yikam Dama, in last week's parasha, he didn't have to give Musar today about this. Who he was the Musar. I'll just give you a dugma achas. He once was in Yishalai and he got a phone call that he had an enikel stark nishgizund. I'm terrible. And he went into a shul, a churvim, yichurvim, Yishalayim. No one was there. And he went to Vavinkel and he said, Dab. And he kept on saying the pasuk over and over. Pasuk says, "Leiv nishper v'nitke likim lisiv." Said it to himself. Then went back to America, and he went into the Rebbe of Yechidus, and the Rebbe, at the end of Yechidus, he asked for a bracha for the einikel, not gesund. So the Rebbe said, "There was thought a minute." The Rebbe said, "Someone who could say, who says over and over the pasuk, halt by them, leiv nishper v'nitke likim lisiv, but end the Eibush to listen to his tefillos." That's the way he lived his life, and David's helping. He's a kach in this generation, one of the hoyben of people who had a muchshes in the tzviel, the geula, and he used to always say, I always say this every year, Tammuz is gematria melech hamashiach, Tammuz this week Shabbat Baruchim, Tammuz is gematria likim choshvel l'teiva, is the kitzu v'ranan l'sheich v'ofar, and we should go together with him, go greet Mashiach tzkeinu amen v'amin. I was thinking about the dugma, the dmus of a person who's a chassid. So I want to start the shir by a gemara, which I want to ultimately come to. The gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Nun, you all know the gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Maisa b'chassid echad shenifas lay peretz. There was a chassid, whom there was a pirza in his geder, to his sada, to his keren. B'nim l'chalel l'goyder. He wanted to, he thought, machshava, about fixing the fence. He remembered, oh, Shabbos, I can't do it today. According to Pashtus, according to the Ritvo and the Mashal Asar, he initially thought about the first day he got out of Shabbos, and he got so involved. According to the Yushalmi, and the way it's put in the Midrash Chazal, he thought on Shabbos, I have to be good to the parrots, Mitzvah Shabbos. But the fact that he thought the Machshava to fix the pirtza on Shabbos, so that Nimna is the Chosav Ligidr. He decided, I'm never going to fix this, let it remain. So it's not mine. He lost Bailus, he says, on the soda. The Nasuli Ness, and a miracle happened. The Ba'alva Bait Slaf, there's a Slaf, it's called in English, I don't know, I was a kid, and learned Gemara, caper bush. Please know this is in English, in real English, I don't know. It's a bush, it has this whatever, and a Slaf miraculously grew there. Right? And Umimena Haisa Parnasosayu Parnasos Anchibes. So to understand this Gemara, what went where, gotta look to this week's parasha. Why is it to this week's parasha? Let me just take it slowly. Okay. Hello. You're a dentist again. There is a amazing short narrative in the Torah, this week's parasha. fellow called Slavchot, who was Kushish 18 on Shabbos, whatever 3 days the Chazal, what Malacha was involved. I'm not getting involved in that, which I can spend hours for each of the days, right? And Slavchot did some Korm Chil Shabbos, right? Why Chazal say, according to Rebbe Kiva, Be'emes' Kavanu was Hashem Shemayim, because Chlal Yisrael, after the previous parsha by the Meraglim, and they heard that Bamidbar Zayitamu, right? You're going to fall here. You're Tigray Mason. You're not going to live. You're not going to go. This generation won't go into Eretz Yisrael. So the people thought, Eibazay, we have no longer any obligation in mitzvahs. So Slavcha bedavku with Mechal Shabbos in front of Eidim Ubasro, in order that he should be killed. And Chal Yisrael would see that even post the Meraglim, you will, you're chayev in Kiyum Torah Mitzvah. Right? And therefore the Pasuk says, Vayiv b'nei Yisrael b'midbor, Vayiv b'lash navoyim. They're there permanently. Vayin su ish. Ish is always a lashon of Shivus, a great person, who's Mekoshish Eitzim. Right? And the story unfolds. So his kavana was L'shem Shemai. Yeah, the Torah says it anonymously in person. Rebbe Akiva is Megala. In Shabbos, the Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yehuda ben Desira. Rebbe Yehuda ben Desira tells Rebbe Akiva, "You're Megala because he had a Gzeira Shava by Midbar by Midbar." Later on, it said to the Blei Slavchot, "Avinu Meis by Midbar." That was Slavchot ben Chayfer. So here also the Ish in the Midbar was Slavchot ben Chayfer, and therefore he was a tzaddik, right? How do I know he's a tzaddik? Hello? The Satmar Rebbe says in Divrei Yoel, and various forums speak about it, because if he would have been a Rasha, right, think about it, Ben Aslavcha demanded a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Hello? The Sifrei says there's no portion in Eretz Yisrael for people who are mumrim, and a person with Chal Shabbos b'fahesya is dina yikavid avaydo like a mumrim. So how do they demand? And B'chal, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Imdu ve'eshma, let me go and ask the Eibush." I mean, Rabbi Kiva holds the shita, so that call, as we'll discuss in a minute, call that they rakula kol yisrael pro yisrael was said by Sinai. So he doesn't know, he has to ask the Eibush. But if he was Mechal Shabbos, the Nezid, Lachis, so he's a mumri. He had no portion there to Yisrael, so they can go take a long walking jump, as we say in America, right? If what his kavanah was l'shem shemayim, therefore he's not a meirin neighbor. Faker, he's killing himself l'shem shemayim. L'man yilmadu v'yiro, right? That people should learn from him. Mamish meisur nefesh pekedushas haShabbos, and therefore they deserve a portion. Nishna dasa says in Sforim. It says avinu meis b'midbar v'chazal dashin ubonim lahoyuloi. He didn't have any children, and if you're not going to give a portion to the daughters, then daughters don't count. If daughters don't count, then our mother should get him. Hello? Aber de shittis rib we go in them and say for itim, etc., etc. That an Ashes mummer is not talking to Yivim. If your husband is a mummer, you don't get Yivim, you don't need Yivim. Hello? So what's the name of Yivim here? Is the Chariah Rebbe Kiva learned, either from the Gzeira Shava, from all the other Inyanim, that Al Ibad de Emes, he was a tzad, he was an Ish. Right? So why did he do it? Man Yishma Viro, in order to give Musar to everybody. Look, you with me so far? Yeah? Shtel sich the Shaila. If your whole purpose is to give Musar to Eden, then even after the miracle, you still chayv mitzvahs, why did he have to pick an Aveira of Shabbos HaChamura, which is a Chiyuv Skila? Hello? Take a, where Shabbos? I don't know, whatever. Take a Lav, get Malkis, get a moment. Why a Lav, which is a Chomer? So the answer is Vigor Poshet. Because there's a Poshet Ivertaich. Because on Bechal the question is Nachmer. Chazal say, Ein Oidim, beginning of Shabbos, Ein Oidim Le'odlam Chatei Bishvisha Yiska Chavercho. How could you sin in order someone else, right? For sake of someone else. And the answer poshet is the mashal al asar in the gemara in Baba Basra. What was Slavchot's kavana? The Eden shouldn't. Yeah, the Eden should be fruit. So when he was doing the malacha, did he have a need for this malacha? No. And Shabbos, you only chmechet machshavas osra teira. If you're doing the malacha, but you have no personal need for what you're doing, so it becomes a malacha shen tzricha leguf. According to the vast majority of Rishonim, we paskin like Reb Shimon. Right? Malacha shel gufa is potter, although osra midrabanan. But gerade in Rabbanan, you do say chatei bishvil shiyizcha chavercha. That's foreign expression in the Mashal. Right? And therefore he sinned, which be'emma, since it was malacha jichalaguf, it wasn't really a sin. Va'adra he did a mitzvah. And there are others for him who speak about Rabbi Vassaman and Kodesh Urim Babasra, various for him. How do you know that a person Pukh Nefesh, the Machal Shabbos of Pukh Nefesh? I knew you were going to say that, but you're not 100% right. I discussed this in the past. Barichas Nuflo, right? From the Chayyim, we learned that a suffix b'kuch nefesh is b'kuch Shabbos. But the emes of Svorah in the Gemara blight that we're mechal Shabbos b'kuch nefesh because of the Svorah of Chalel al Shabbos achas k'deisha yishmur Shabbos is harbi. Oy bazoi kumt oy, since his kavanah was l'shem Shemayim. Fakir, the Gemara says in Nozer, Daf Gimel, other places, g'doy la'aveira l'shmo. So an aveira which you do, which be emes your kavana is not for the aveira. You want to do a mitzvah. You do it l'shem Shemayim. So l'chura there should be. It's not an aveira. It's not, no oimish in it. So far so good. Elamite. I'm just giving you bekitzer nimritz alksayamaz leg. I'm cutting out like 90% of the. By the way, derech agav. Before we begin, what was the havamina of Klal Yisrael? Yeah. That after the miraglum they shouldn't be chayiv in mitzvahs. Hello? What's the connection? You see, it's part of Parshas Shlach. So the Pashtos, the two mahalchim that I can see, it's a simple mahalchim. One is the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Kiddush Shulchan. They say, for appearance, a simple mahalch. We all know that by Matan Torah, Kofalim Harki Gigis, right? And if the Kabbalah says, Mutra Vimlav Sham Tekvarazchen, and the Gemara says, Mikan Meidor Rabba Leiraisa, then until Holger Kiblu Vimechash Verish, you can always have a get out clause, because you can always say, Torah was accepted the Kvi. Ask all of the Rishonim, I don't know, hello, the first base of Midrash was before Purim, hello? Before the Holger Kiblu. And why was the base of Midrash Chorov? Obey the Zorgil. But you have a Meidor, you were forced into it, so why is there a Hurin base on Midrash? Why were they punished throughout? Hello? Shoyftim, et cetera. Ah. So, it's not your idea. The Ramban says this, and the Zarsaran says, all the Rishayim say, Ein l'chaname, there's a kfir for Etzem Kabbalah Samitzis. But the Eibishtik then gave us Eretz Yisrael, Al Menas, that we keep, Al Betrai, that we keep Teirin Mitzis. Numerous Tzukim in the Chumash. Pasuk said in Tillim, in Kufay, Vayitim lam artzis goyim l'omel l'umim yirashu, bavur yishmur taro yisrael v'chukai yisrael v'chukai yisrael, right? Therefore, the whole Tanai of Eretz Yisrael was the Tanai, what? Mitzvahs. You sin, get lost. Right? Hanicha kolzman, you're already in Eretz Yisrael. You haven't gone to Eretz Yisrael, the Midbar. And the Eibishter says, you're going to die here. Okay, so Hadra, the Maido, and therefore they felt they don't have to keep mitzvahs. That's one mahalach. The Rebbe had another mahalach in Kudasichas. What is the whole lesson of, we discussed countless times, the Meraglim? Why did they not want to go into Eretz Yisrael? They're Deya. They're holy people. There never will be a generation like that. They're sitting there, and Chazal say, what they do a whole day? Play Monopoly? Talk on their phones? What do they do a whole day? They sat and learned Torah. And Chazal say, "Leidnit nefera ella lechlemon." To go into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Neshaves, where they have to do actual physical labor, it's called Igros Maisa. What do I need it for? I'm a different generation. I'm a generation that saw the Atar Eisel Adas, where the Eibushter breaks open the heavens, and it's not for us, right? So therefore, when the Eibushter says you're not going to Eretz Yisrael, okay, so we're involved in Olam HaMachshava. We don't need Maisa. Right? You don't need mitzvahs. So they said, okay, we could just sit here and learn all day. We don't got to do mitzvahs mitzvahs. Is that whatever? Actually, but they decided they're not doing mitzvahs, not for them. And therefore, the Mekoshish came along and said, what? Yeah, he's going to show them. Why did he choose this mitzvah? Because this Aveira is one lesson you learn. He's put to death, but it doesn't involve really an Aveira because it's Malach HaShem Tzvich HaLegufa, or it's because Chalel HaShabbos Achaz, Seirof, Tzibur, etc. the fee the chidor, and the Sforum says in Tegdov in various places. Now I understand why Moshe said they put him in a prison, in a jail, until the Eibusher tells them what to do with him. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know? Moshe knew everything. Billy, the simple, and Moshe knew that he has to be killed normally. But here is the guy who committed an avera. Where is Kavanah with the Shem Shemayim? Kumtois, it's a malacha Shem Tzricha Lagufa. They should be put to death. This is a whole chakira. Do I put him to death after Pekin? Because Ein L'dayin El Masha Ein Avroyis. In Bezin down here, where the pasuk says, Ki Adam Yira Leinayin V'Likim V'Hashem Yira Levo. The Eibishter is done Machshavas, but Bezin doesn't. Whatever, we can talk about it. Whatever. Therefore, we don't reckon with his machshava, right? Or do we? Therefore, Moshe had to put them in the mishnah. That's why, actually, there is a ton of the Elio with a meridik of vort. It's what is the smichus of mekushish at the end of shlach after mekushish, the parish of Titus? Because the mekushish, and this is the central thing I want to bring out. Mekushish teaches us that it's not you could a machshava be like in the highest spiritual levels. Aber calls man, it's not the Meisa. And for the mitzvah of tzitzis, you have machshava, dibur, umaisa. Just work out the psukim, etc., etc. And therefore, a person needs on all three levels. Okay? Now, we said before, the Gemara says, in the Tzadik Vav, in Shabbos, machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and I'm saying this derech agav, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, see, the Mekushish was Shem Shemayim, Rabbi Akiva, or it was whatever, Mapilim, whatever she. Well, Tzavcha was not. What's the Machlokes Tolian? So I just want to say, the famous Rabbi of England, based on Oitzer, Meiridik of Vort. It's Tolian another Machlokes. The Mekushish, what we said, was the Shem Shemayim, this Kavod. Right? Nervoz, and therefore was Melacha Shem Tzricha. Lagufa. Right? The Shailu was, now Moshe was in Staptic, as we just said. What is such a din? Do you put him to death? Do you go Basar what you see? Any Basar? This depends on the principle, because Torah is Loiba Shamayani. Are you with me? If Torah is Loiba Shamayim, if Bethan has to dan the fee, what we see here, the Ene Basar, and thus is us. If Torah is Min HaShemayim, like everyone asked, starting with the Mashiach himself, everyone asked, if you're telling me it was Be'emes and Malach and Jechel Aguf, so the Kosh did nothing wrong, but Rav Chanan asked, everyone asked, Yitzchak asked this, Oy Bazoi, why does the Pasuk say that Moshe asked the Eibishter, and the Eibishter said what? Take him out, and right? And stone him, right? And they stoned him al pi Hashem, kachativ Hashem, right? Yes, but the Eibusha does know he is boichin klo yisvalev. So why didn't the Eibusha said this guy is an exception? Because you hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm asking? There's actually a shtickel from Nosa Gishtet Laharis Nosa. It's a ganza charis pastigalundus. Because if they wouldn't kill him, kum toy. So why was he mechal Shabbos for? It was taka a melachos to zrichel legufa because. His whole thing of being killed, he won't be killed. So if he doesn't get killed, so he's Mechal Shabbos, to no purpose, and therefore it becomes Chayef Chil Shabbos. So he had to be killed. Ober Lemafreya, you understand? Lemafreya, I see that he was killed because Manish Miviro, Ash Alkeni was Mechal Shabbos. And Rosh Hashanah, I'm just pointing at throwing that out just to keep your brain cells working. Rosh Hashanah said, that's why Ahut Spahu Chosid. He had a machshava for 1 second to be good to Shabbos, whatever the parrot. Yes, you with me? I will soon discuss. He was the Gilgul of guess who? Tzlochad. As the Arizal said, therefore it says Allah also like what Tzlochad, right? He had this tzloch growing, right? And therefore he was Mekayim Shmir Shabbos, as we'll discuss. B'machshava diber umaisa. How many peiros does a tzlaf tree have? Gemara in Shabbos. 3. How many days does it take a tzlaf tree to grow, the peiros to grow? Take a guess. Three. Like 1, 2, 3. So the Ben Yehuda said, the Ben Ishchai, because the Oisei Chosid was misakin whatever happened by Tzlochot, that is Yav Shmir Shabbos, the Machshava Dibur Maisa, as we will eventually discuss. I'm just pointing out, everything is Mechuvin, Mamish. Yeah? But getting back in your name, it says it in English, Mechuvin Gavort. Whether or not you paskin lefi einei ro'is ha'meir, or you paskin, because they ask the Abishter, yeah, is totally a whether or not you could nitna teira, the teira who has been given, finish in teira's lebe shamayimi, which is a whole massive hakir we once discussed this at great length. I'm not getting involved in it now. There's the Gurariyah from the Maral. The 40 years in the Midbar. For Seitzach now, Teres Lebe Shemayim. Someone comes up, I had a dream, yeah, Abisha told me that, whatever. You know? Guy should be put to death. Whatever. But in the 40 years from Matan Teres till Zayin Od or whatever, is Teres Ba Shemayim or Teres Lebe Shemayim? Hello? On one hand, I could argue, there's a whole tumult. You see, through the different parshiyas in the Torah, although Torah was given at Sinai, but throughout, like Sefer Bamidbar, there's new parshiyas which are new, seem to have been given. As the Ramban says, oh, in the Hasagah to Sefer Mitzvahs in Cherish Aleph, and the Rambam says the same thing, the Kitzer. Although Moshe received the Torah, but the close. If you hold that way, since Torah wasn't completed until Shnas Arboim, right? There's new mitzvahs added. Right? Asher Alkein, in the 40 years in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu could paskin Min HaShemayim. No problem. Mitzad Nevuah, Mitzad Or Metumim, Echshi. Aber Rabbi Akiva Lishitas. Rabbi Akiva is the man who says, Bahar Sinai. Loim will teach you that Chol Yisrael, Prot Yisrael, everything with all details were given at Sinai, even though sometimes it was difficult for Moshe to extract. How do I learn from the Yud Gimel Midas this particular Mitzvahs, over Tariyak Mitzvahs, with all the details and the way of extracting was already given from Eishar Sinai. So from Matan Torah we say, says Rabbi Zvingel, what? That Torah is Lev Shemayimi, and therefore we paskin the way we paskin. So far so good. Mashi Enget Rudy Ben Beseirah holds that there was the Nesina Sat Torah is Behemshech all 40 years. Asher Al, yeah. So far so good. Okay, so, Kitzer, did Korach do anything wrong? Aliba de Emes, Korach, what am I talking about? The Mekoshish, did anything wrong? Anybody out there? Was the Mechal Shabbos finished? According to Rabbi Akiva, no, he wasn't. Because, as the Mashiach explains, the Malacha Shen Tricha. I'm really like cheating you guys, because I could spend hours, it's every lumdish is safer on the parish, this mamish peck lumdish, the charifus in this union. But kids in Nimritz. There's a toisis in Shabbos of Ayin Beis on the Beis. Toisis named on the Pshitus, someone who's Mechal Shabbos, from Yira, from the onsim of an Akum, of a Goy, Goyom Anizim, right? He's Chayiv Achatz. Shtelz of the Shaila, why is it not a Malacha Chen Tzricha Lugufa? Because Mechal Shabbos mitzad the Oynis, not mitzad. Yeah? Afal Pikein, Toysis holds, that is called Yechayiv Achatz, it's a Malacha Tzricha Lugufa, and you're Chayiv. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, Allah Saron Toysis. But I'm not doing it because I want to gain whatever. I'm doing it because the Goy is Ma'anis me. And the Nishnah does, the Pnei Yeshua asks, right? Why is this different than the Mekoshish? The Mekoshish is doing a Malach. Norvas's Kavona is for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Man Yishma Viru, right? Hello? So since his Kavona is not the Mechal Shabbos, therefore the Malach Tzilguf, he's not Mechal Shabbos, you just told me, right? He's Nish Kosher, right? Why is this any different? Can anyone explain to me? I want to tell you, Roiv HaPoskin, if you go down the list, Roiv HaPoskin, Paskin, like the Pnei Yeshua, not like the Toysus. And so the old Achreina bring, the Shalom Shubas, from the Marik, So the Rik says, if a goy is ma'anis a yid on Shabbos to cut down grass, hay, for the sake of his behema, right? Since the yid is only cutting down the grass, melacha d'oraisa on Shabbos, only for the pachad of the goy, it's called a melacha zichul legufa, and therefore it's only osam midrabanan, according to Rav Shimon, as we pass. And you, furushimarik. And you find most poskim halacha nemen on like the Marik and the Pnei Yeshua, that is only in Issa Drabon. So says the Rosh Yosef, and so he brings it into the Prima Godim in Shin Chavches, or means the Chavves Yoyer, the Marshal over there. The goy, the governor, the mayor, forces Yidden in a time of warfare to whatever impending disaster. So they dig trenches, you know, sandbags, whatever, and he forces the Yidden to do it on Shabbos. Is that called Chil Shabbos? I'm doing it mitzad the goy is what. I don't need this whole geschäft, right? Or a person is in the army, Rachman al Islam, like in a Polish army, right? And they force him, ma'anis him to do melacha. So did the Chuvas Marsham and the Sefer Das Torah and the Marshag and the Sefer Kovitz and Sefer Zayin of Ram of Hilchos Shabbos. Whole slew of Achreinim was a the Shita Sa'abarik and Pnei Yeshua. It's a Malacha and Tzrichel when you don't need it for your personal Tosfos, obviously, and the Chavina Rav, the Mishnah is Chayik. In logic, I could argue both ways. The Satmar Rav in the Vayel Parshas Pinchas, he argued the Shita Tosfos like. Every Mechal Shabbos will get up from Chil Shabbos, not Chil Shabbos. You know why? I don't want to do this Malach. I'm going to my office. I'm going to his office doing work. I don't want to do work on Shabbos. I'd rather be in Shul. I'd rather listen to Rabbi Zrasha. Right? Or I know I have to support my family. So Malach, I don't need the Gufa Malach. I need the Geld. So there'll never be any Chil Shabbos. Everyone, no one works for the sake of working, unless you're Meshigana. Everyone works for the geld. So every malach on Shabbos, malach on Yichel Leguv, which is ridiculous. It's absurd. The emes is there's two ways of understanding Tosfos. One is the Chum Sofer in Shabbos. Chum Sofer learns pshat. One pshat in Tosfos is when the goy commands me, right, to do this work, lo'inus. So I am doing it adaitas of the akum. Right? And since he has the benefit from it, from the etzem gufa malocha, therefore everything which is done, adaitei, is considered malocha shetzrich l'guf. Even though not for me, but for him. It's like a person is working for the sake of his kids or his wife or whatever. Another alternative way of looking at it is that malocha, when I don't want to, I wouldn't have done this work, right? Otherwise. Mikol Nokev, I now want the matora of what this is doing. That's the malacha tzricha l'gufa. Masha Enkin, you could argue in the case of the Mekoshish. Hello? Okay, whatever. I'm not even getting involved. So, Hayotzin Mikol Amnal is that, by the way, just from Shabbos, I learned an important thing, right? From this Mekoshish story. That what is Shabbos? What happened here? Why Rashi brings the end of the parashah from Mishnah Darshan? What is the smichas the Israel of the Zorah to Mekoshish to teach you that what is that Chal Shabbos is like an Oved of the Zorah? That's one of the reasons, according to certain other Meforshim, why did Moshe not know when he has to ask Abishah what happens to him? If Moshe didn't know what particular punishment is Chal Shabbos, and the Abishah said Mechalaleh Mois Yumas, you don't know. So Stam Nisa is Bechenek. What's your problem? Hello? The answer is Moshe was Mesupi because Mitzad Asfara. He knew the Asfara, the Chil Shabbos, like Avay Dezora. And Avay Dezora is the skill, and therefore he had after Abish. But this is also connected to the Cholos Aveira of the Meraglim, right? And the connection to that specific type of Avay Dezora. The Meraglim is also L'Shem Shemayim, all kinds of Kavonis. But the lesson from the Meraglim is Amaisu Iker. Abish the wants physical action, Tiramisus, right? When a person dins Avodah Zorah, let's try to be practical. When a person worships Avodah Zorah, mitzat oinus, and the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya and Perek Yutes that even a kal shebekalim is moiser nefesh, not to bookin zach to the getchka. Right, everyone knows. I want to ask you something. When he put a gun to a guy's head, if you don't bow down to this getchka, I'm going to blow your brains out. So he's moisir nefesh takal shebekalim. If he would have bowed down, hello, would that be avoidazor? Avoidazor, by definition, is you makabul this koich of mazel, getchka, whatever, as a elika, as a god, as a deity. He doesn't believe in it. So if you're doing one of the avoidas of avoidazor, and you don't really believe it, how is this called avoidazor? A. B. Alpi Rambam, you're potter because you're doing misad oinus. Ober afal pikein ayid is what? He's moiser nefesh for it. Is alderach zahir, the same thing with slochot. Afal pi that his kavanah was not. And Shabbos is melech machshavas. Afal pikein, that that he did an avera, right, has a certain pagam. So I just want to explain what I'm talking about. Because that explains that, but it's like bottom line. That you say, a person, like Shlofon, committed a malacha on Shabbos in order that she be killed. To tell Kal Yisrael that Torah mitzvah still apply. And his kavanah was not to be mechal Shabbos. Kavanah was, but he wanted to be killed. And therefore the psak of the Eibishter is Torah Leva Shemayim. You, Bezdin, have to paskin the way you paskin. Yeah? Says the Rebbe, it's shtus. Like, you never say these words, don't think. It's like infantile. To learn Pshat, the Bezdin got it wrong. Norvos, Bezdin doesn't know about Mashalib Shal Adam is an Adam. You're like, nah, that's the Paskin Azoi, right? Not Mitzad Hiruri Alev, what the guy was thinking about. That's ridiculous. That means Bezdin gets it wrong. And we know Alpi Torah, you have to Paskin to kill him. That's the lesson from the Makosh. Hello? And Torah is a Torah's Emes. Is the Harayas Bezdin has to Paskin Mitzad the Emes of Ilam Hazah? This guy has to have Skila, right? And his wife, right, is whatever has to get with the ptura from Yibum, etc., etc., etc. If not for the fact that subsequently, later in Parshas Pinchas, the Eibishter himself is megala that really he was a tzaddik. But normally, it does what goes on aliba de emes klap b'shmaya galya is irrelevant. Like Rabbi Bezdin here, the dugma ledava we once discussed when we discussed the psaktin of the Rambam, that tshuva helps legabe ir nidachas, right? Where tshuva generally does not help legabe bezin shel mato. And we explained barichas there, the Lady Yehuda. The reason why tshuva doesn't help is not because bezin doesn't know mashe belibe shel adam, because aliba de emes, the tshuva, which is a dinyan ruchni, doesn't help to be mesakin, to pegam in oylam azah gashmi that you caught through the maisa aver. So the Maisa Aveira of Slofchot, the Tikkun became how? Are you with me, anybody? Good. Through the killing him. And then he Gloy L'mafreya, that wasn't an Aveira. And therefore, in Parshas Pinchas, we can now know that Slofchot was the Tzad. Okay, now, that's the Hakdoma. Having said that, what do we know, going back to our, we started off with the Maisa of the Chosid, right? The Maisa with the Chosid, Shenifet, Soleil, Peretz, right? And he became, what did he be good with the parrots, right? And, but by the way, Derech Agav, I saw an Imre Chaim from the Visions of Rebbe, he teaches this like an argument, a general principle. Maisa b'chosid echad, there's a chosid. Chosid works what? With nimishur, not like rule to work. What the word rule? Work to rule. It doesn't like, I shouldn't say this in public. Chosid used to have a story, a ditty, like a niggin in Yiddish. There was a chosid and others, right? A chosid says, "Masha osur osur, atche teitei nafshi." Uvasu neg ichdaf minish. Other people say, "Vas is mutter mutter mutter, atche teitei nishmos." Uvas is osur is like a chabisul. I can't even chaperain a job. But an emes a chosid like what's osur is like, and even that which is mutter he refrains from. The chosid shenifritzulei peretz said the Imre Chaim. There was a pirza. He did something. It was nichshel in something, right? And benigmar, he wanted to be, right? Benimelech alav, he wanted to do tshuva. Legoidra. Goidra said, "Imrchayim is gimatria year. Year sachet." And then v'nisker that is Shabbos, and Shabbos is usually his parshiv. I've discussed countless times. Shabbos is what tshuva. What kind of tshuva? Mahava. Shabbos is the Bnei Sofka bring the Teretz Tzvi. Shabbos is the Gimachi, Avdachol Lev, Avdachol Nefesh, Avdachol Ma'oi. Right? Asher al kain, right? It's not good enough to do stam goydra. Stop the avera. You got to go tshuva Shabbos to tshuva shuma hava, and therefore hella biyod le tslaf, right? And okay, yeah. Okay, now vis-a-vis this gemara. Hello. This chosid echad is who? A gilgul. Some firm use the word gilgul. The emes in Loshan Arizal, it's a nitzus. Actually, who? I want to talk about it in a minute. A nitzus of the of Sofcha ben Chayv, the Mekosh. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kol Mokim Shenemar Maisa b'chosid echad, is either Yehuda ben Bava or Yehuda ben Reloi, which is our Stam Rabbi Yehuda. Who was this Maisa b'chosid echad? Says the Arizal. I mean, you couldn't make this up if you lived 1,000 years. The Arizal was in Nizgalu Leishvila Drakia. The Arizal knew that the Maisa b'chosid echad in this Gemara and Shabbos is talking about a nitzutz of Tzlofcha Milchev, right? And the Yalkut Gershuni says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi 552 is Gimatria Tzlofcha Milchev. How do you like that? You with me? Who was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi? What do you know about him? So he had the tzlaf chad, right? He got the tzlaf. And because of that, he had parnosis, because a person does shul mehava, I'm just adding. That's one thing he gets char mitzvah by al mokhiyam, who is the shul mehava. And therefore, mizeh parnosos, your parnosos, then they basic. Therefore, the shalat and shul, the shem yishimah, just adds another kvetch. What do you know about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi? There is givaldig, givaldig nizer in Kvod Shabbos. The Gemara says in Daf Chav Hey, Yehuda ben Miloy, Kachayim and Hogish ben Miloy, Erev Shabbos, Mevin le Arevo Malei Amayim, Uroichetz Ponov Yodlov Veraglov, right? Umisatev Yishis Besadin Hametzuyotin. He sat there with Sadin with Tzitzis, Dafka, but Beimel Malachim Tzvokis. Why Dafka Rabbi Yehuda? Because last time around in his Nitzus and Gilgal or whatever, he was the Chal Shabbos Al Kopon V'Machshov. He did something which needed a tikkun, even though it's Melachah Shichal Lugub. All Lomdus. There's Epis on some level a Shichal Pagam, and therefore he was Roichitz Pon V'Yad V'Ralav because he did this Melachah on Shabbos in front of Eidim. Normally, a person wants Chal Shabbos Yilvish Shver and Biatir can put a mask on your face. He did it, but for Hesyan is Mekabel Hasra. Otherwise, he would have defeated his whole purpose. So he was Poygim in his Ponim. And he went there Michus L'Machne to Kashish Deitzim, whatever the Melacha was, and he used Yodov. So therefore, he's Mahad there to do Tshuva, which is the Lirchot Pan of Yodov Veraglav, and he wore what Dafke Chazal say Tzitzin Sadin Hametzuyotzin Dafke Tzitzis, because the whole Indian of Tzitzis came because the Eibush to ask Moshe, why is this guy being Mechal Shabbos? The different Kirsois, but Moshe Shua, I don't know, said the Eibush, because I gave them in the week, they gave them the mitzvah of tefillin. Right? Shabbos, you don't have tefillin. Right? Unless you say in the midbar they were shreimlich, because Shabbos stands for shreimlich, mokin, tefillin, whatever, but that's a machloikis, whatever. But otherwise, they didn't have tefillin in the midbar. Asher al kain what? What are they going to do? I'll give you the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah of tzitzis came as a continuation of the Maisa of the Mekoshish. And therefore he dafka wore. Hello? Dafka he wore. So what was the Maisa b'chosid echad? Now we can begin the shir actually. Now you begin to understand that the tikkun of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was to mekadim shmir Shabbos b'machshov. Anu madreg. The fact that he thought on Mitzoy Shabbos, the Girsas HaYushalmi in Medrash. Not now. On Tuesday, I'm going to call John the Goy, and he's going to fix me together, the priesthood together. So on Shabbos, you're thinking about something of a malacha. So he was Goyzer in kindness himself. If you do a malacha on Shabbos, Rahman al-Zan, so it's also, right? Comes Mitzoy Shabbos also. Because he thought the Machshava, hello? He made a gedder for himself that it's, I'll never be pirates this gedder. And therefore, kumt oyz l'mafreya, again, that the karam, the sevda, is not his. Once it's open, it's emes hefker, right? And therefore, it's not his, but therefore, having in mind was not a malacha. Alom de shechevram. Hello? So now is Nizgala a whole new world. You ask an average Jew, what I call the Jew in the pew. Some Yankel, whatever. A frum guy wouldn't drive a car on Shabbos, wouldn't open the light, come along, you know? Aber, okay, you tell him that the Indian of a Daber Dover, you can't speak on Shabbos about politics and sports and Alish Matyoran, about Trump and the other Shmerel. Well, yeah, I'm going to ask you if I say that this. Aber, you tell him Machshova on Shabbos has to be Heilig. He looks at you like you're mad. So let me just explain. I don't want to speak about this in the Kudana. I don't want to talk about it. There's a Sfasemis in Parshas Kedushim. Chazal said Kedushim to you that the Eibishter gave Yidin two Kedushas. Malavayam. What's the two Kedushas? The Sfasemis says that Machshova Dibur Amais. A Yid could be upgehitin the Dibur. A Yid could be upgehitin the Meiser. You don't do Averis. To be careful in machshava. The Gemara says about the comment that shleisha averus on ena donitzu b'chol yom, and one of them is hirhuri aver. It's very hard to guard consciously because machshava is flying in your mind the whole time. All right. Nervos. The Eibishter says if you're nizer in dibur and ma'isa, I'm Shabbos. I'll give you a gift, and that's kedushas hamachshava. And that pshat, that's in Svarim Akdashim, Tzosemis, that's pshat, Chazal said, the Eibush told Moshe, Matono Teiva Yeshu Beit Genozei B'Shabbos Shmolech V'Dim. What's pshat? The base Genozei within a person is the mind. I don't know what's in your mind. If everyone here would be able to read everybody's mind, promise you in a half hour, nobody will be talking to anybody. Doik B'Tishko. For those people who could read people's foreheads, you know, hello? You know, it's Kabbalah and say all the person's averes are written in the forehead. It's not easy when you can read people's foreheads. You know, there was once a Balchuv, I'll never forget. The yeshiva called Dar Torah, Balchuv yeshiva. So this guy became a from guy, right, learning, harding, growing, Eilamich. And it was his Yom Yoledah, so he had a chance to go into the Rabbi Yechidus. Doesn't want to go. So the Mashpiyim said, hello, you know, as I get a leg and height to go into Yechidus, the Rebbe, you could ask Mishal Islibe, I don't want to go. Why didn't I want to go? Because he heard that the Rebbe could read your forehead. So if he knows, I'm scared to go to the Rebbe. They convinced him that the benefits outweigh the whatever. So he went into Yechidus, but this Balshubi, just like whatever. He bought himself a huge hat. And the brim was like 45 feet long. And he came into the Rebbe, and he put the hat like mamish over like this. He walked in the Rebbe, got the hat with his hat mamish over his whole forehead. Right? The Rebbe saw him, like in 1 second, he got the picture. And the Rebbe smiled and laughed as someone who could read someone else's forehead could also know their machshavos through a hat. Could read through the hat also, the brim also. Yeah. Right? The point is, the Eibishter gives a matana on Shabbos, that is the matana of I go on and on. If you look in Svarim, why is that Shabbos, the Ikr is brought in Taldus, is brought in Imri Noyim, I give you 100 Rayas and Gimatrius. The Ikr Avoid of Shabbos is Avoid of Kiddush HaMachshov. Even though Lefi Halacha is Daber Dover, Divor is Asur, Aber Hirer is Mutter. Besides the fact that Hirer, which brings to the opposite of Einik Shabbos, Machloik is where it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, where we learn it from, Ashech, right? But that is Midas Chsidus, and that Taldus brings in the end the Parshas B'Shalach, that is the Ikr of Avodah Shabbos. It's like in the last Tanya, in the end of Tanya, it ends with the words that a person has to be Nizer and Daber Dover. And a guy doesn't understand it. I don't drive on Shabbos. Oh, but there's the Chitzonius of Shabbos, which is the Malach. There's the Pnimius of Shabbos, which is Dibur. The Emes, the Indian of Shabbos, is the Shmira. The whole Isra of Maisa and Machshava is a prelude to what? The Machshava is important. Erla Shamayim, the Mirnayim brings it. Machshava is Gimatria Moyach Shabbos. Shabbos is the Rambam. The Rambam says, why did Chazal Asr Muks on Shabbos? Because a person could do everything theoretically, wasn't over any of the Lamshas Melachas, aber, the Eibishter wanted that on Shabbos, your Dibur, your whole behavior, and your Hirhurim, your thought, should be different than the rest of the week. And therefore it's important for him that a person who's Nizr B'Machshav, like this Ahu Chosid, of them you have Kolama Anig Es HaShabbos, Shabbos becomes an Oinig, then Noitzulay Mishalois, Liba, you daven for. Shad Liba means you're Mayach, because you elevate. And that is the purpose of Shabbat. I give you a whole arichas in this. But all this format that you speak about Kedusha, why is Shabbat so much connected to Abaydus HaMayach? So, Pashat, logical. I'm not going to be a genius to work it out. Let me ask you a Pashat the Kloskash. I don't know if you ever thought of that. Why do we refrain from Lamed Tes Melachos on Shabbos? Can anyone tell me? I knew that also. But why? Why did the Abish, what's the, why? Because the Abish, the 6 days, the Abish created the world. Right? And the seventh day rest. Yeah? How did the Abish create the world? B'tib, Basar Mamor is never oil. Right? Hello? And therefore, you understand that Isra of Melocha on Shabbos is the rice. B'daber Dover is Hamachlek Divri Sofer. Machshava is Midas Chiddus. Why the three differences? Because a person will ask you, what are you doing refraining from work? Because the Eibishter or whatever, the Eibishter created the world how? The Machshav, B'dibur. Hello? With speech. Right? But the Eibishter is Dibur Shagash Baruch Hu Chashav Mais. Therefore, on Shabbos, we don't do a Mais. Because our Mais. Why didn't the Eibishter Aser Midaraisa Dibur on Shabbos? Because your Dibur doesn't do much. There are certain times, the Lab, the Mechamer, and etc., where Dibur can have an effect on someone else. Right? Various examples is, it has a Dibur, there's Machshava, which only you know. There's Maisa, which is affects the Zulus, outside of you. Dibur is the Mamutza. Dibur is the in-between. So let me ask you a simple Klotzkasha. Hello? If the Eibishter creates the world through Dibur, and on Shabbos, there's no Asar Mamon, how does the world exist on Shabbos? You say in Pasuk, I'm davening, HaMechadish B'tuvei V'Holim Tomit Masi Bishus. Without that, the world becomes Ka'ayin V'Efes, as if it never was. As Alter Rebbe said in Shayichu Memun. Right? So how does the world exist on Shabbos? Can you understand the question? Alter Rebbe says in the Kutei Torah, in a Maimer for Shabbos, Shabbos, the world exists through the creation through Machshava. Hello? But your Machshava doesn't create anything. Asher Alkein, the Eibishter never asered Lehedya Machshava on Shabbos. But that's a Mila de Chassidus. Maisa v'huchos. That's why Shabbos is a Rehoibin a day. Shabbos by Tadikin, they're able to look at the world, be margish, to see if the river is flowing differently on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, the Eibishter creates the world through Machshava. And Machshava, the Eibishter creates Alma Diskasya, higher world, spiritual world, etc., which is Dovak and the Eibishter. Asher Alkein, Shabbos is Machshava. But since your Machshava has no dimin to the Eibishter's Machshava, Kalashin Apostle, Kilei Machshava Isai, Machshava Isaihim, Asher Alkein, your Machshava on Shabbos is not also in Adin. But that's Maisa of a person who's Dovuk, and the Eibishter, and he wants to give, I was talking about the Mashkiach before, someone said, Yedid Hashem, and wants to, not only the effect should be the same, Mahu Chanana, but his whole bittle to the Eibishter becomes on that Mahalich, then he's Nizr also be Machshava, Machshava Dibur Maisa, Maisa Behu Chosid, that's the Maila of Rabbi Yehuda Beriloi, and there's a lot more to add, because Rabbi Yehuda Beriloi was the Gilgul of, you know who? Yisuf Atadik, the Eibishter is helping that taka we should makabul Shabbos is Bahava with all the Bachshava, Dibur, and Maisa, Kerotz, and Abir.